Where'd all this come from tonight?
What's that?
Just everything. I mean, the offensive fireworks, the defense finally gets two takeaways.
I don't think there's any secret. Just work. I mean, working at it. I think it's been progress every game of the season. You know, it's been a step every single week, and I think that's what you hope to have. You know, certainly some nights things come together and things work and guys execute and take advantage. Tonight was a big night for us. I think Monday Night Football back here at Arrowhead. I think guys stepped up to the emotional challenge of Monday Night Football. I mean, these fans are special fans, and they proved it tonight again. Best in the country. This doesn't happen anywhere else like this. And I think they're feeding off the whole town, feeding off it a little bit. You know, 29 years for the Royals to get back is great. And to have back-to-back events like this, to have, you know, Monday Night Football and a home playoff game, special, right here next door to each other. Yeah, I mean, you're always trying to get off to a good start. I mean, tonight was no different. I think we just did it. I think it comes down to execution. There were no secrets. Got into a rhythm early, I think, which helps. You know, we were able to move the chains early. And I think offensively that helped us. I think it started with the guys up front, though, certainly setting the tone. I mean, I think anytime you're running the ball like that, you dictate a little bit what they're doing. You know, that you saw so many times we had one-on-one outside, and it was because we were running the ball so well. They're forced to bring the extra hat down into the box, and you get those one-on-one matchups. You're getting Jamal matched up, Dwayne, Donnie, Kelsey, all those guys. So, yeah, I mean, always part of the game plan, I feel like. I mean, that's just the nature of Coach Reed and the West Coast is the ball is going to get spread around. Everybody's got a piece of the game plan. If you've got a strength or you got something to help us with, you're going to have a coach going to find a way to exploit that, you know, but certainly when I'm out there, yeah, I'm just going through the reads and where the ball's supposed to go. I think so. It's a credit to those guys. They're all talented guys that can do both. Tight ends that can play in space, as well as line up in with their hand in the dirt and block, you know, and really a credit to them. I think their play is warranted more and more. And they've taken it on. They're all challenges. They're all different. You know, this week was different. It was Monday Night Football, and then the Patriots coming to town. And a little bit, yeah, you got to eliminate the clutter and distractions, but at the same time, you embrace it. You know, you embrace the Monday Night Football. We enjoy it. And this next week, yeah, I'll embrace going back there, you know, and accept it. I mean, certainly you don't want to – you're not in denial about it. You know what it is, and you take it on. But in the end, you know it's still going to come down to – the fundamentals of football.
Across the field, man, for someone like Tom Brady that's not going very well, or is this just...
Do I feel bad for Tom Brady?
There you go. Yeah.
No offense, Tom, but no. He's got more rings than I do, so don't feel sorry for him, though. No.